Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Matt and I want to put a pin in this discussion. We've had so much great back and forth, and we thank all of you for that. And I again want to say this. If you are one of those people that keeps trumpeting what it was a completely made-up fictional bit of nonsense, that Joe Biden opened the borders, that is a lie. That was not true. Have you ever heard of the Cato Institute? Hey, this is considered to be a libertarian and conservative-leaning think tank. This is the title of their article published on the Cato Institute's website from January 16th of this year. Okay? January 16th. Biden didn't cause the border crisis, part one. This is the Cato Institute. During President Joe Biden's term, Border Patrol arrested an unprecedented number of immigrants who crossed illegally into the United States. Many believe Biden caused this increase in migration by reducing border enforcement. However, data obtained by the Cato Institute through the Freedom of Information Act challenges this narrative. In fact, the border crisis began before Biden took office and ended before he left. Again, does reality matter, or does it just matter to own the libs? At base, I think we've gotta be able to have more fulsome, more honest conversations about this that aren't based on what's getting spewed out on Fox News. And I don't know that there's any better exemplar of an about face, an about face, and then an about face, other than, oh yeah, the tariff, tariff policy, than what the Trump administration has done with the Jeffrey Epstein matter. And conservatives are really angry about this. Especially young conservatives. I want to take a few of these cuts, Jacob, that we got lined up. You're going to hear Steve Bannon interacting with a young man. I believe this is just Steve Bannon first. This is Steve Bannon prognosticating, and then I'll give you a bit of breaking news on this very concept. Let's take cut seven first, if we can, Jacob.
Is that true? Is that? It's not about just a pedophile ring and all that. This is about who governs us, right? And that's why it's not going to go away. For this to go away, can we blow the break, by the way? Can we blow the break, guys? For this to go away, you're going to lose 10% of the MAGA movement. If we lose 10% of the MAGA movement right now, we're going to lose 40 seats in 26. We're going to lose the president. They don't even have to steal it, which they're going to try to do in 28, because they're going to sit there and they go, they've disheartened the hardest core populist nationalists that have always been who governs us.
40 seats in 2026. I mean, that's what he's prognosticating, that they'll lose 40 seats. Let's listen to Steve Bannon and a young man get to the real heart of the issue here. This is cut eight.
That coming from a young person in the base and a dedicated worker and follower of his that you feel he needs to do right now?
We need to enforce the laws of this country. And, you know, like you said, Steve, there's no better question than who rules America. It's not the people. So we need to obviously have the declassification of the
Epstein files. You don't think Donald Trump is president? You would tell Donald Trump in the Oval Office that you think there's an open question with him as commander in chief and doing all he's doing. You would actually tell Trump you don't know, you question who rules this country?
I definitely would, because it's a blackmail ring, and anybody who wouldn't is not paying attention. Simply put, Epstein himself said that he was best friends on the stand with Donald Trump. So anybody who thought that these files were going to get just declassified because we pressured him enough or you voted harder enough is just lying to yourself.
And finally, this piece, Bannon asked this young man one more question, and he really goes for it. Take a listen here.
Do you agree with a special prosecutor has to be an independent special prosecutor has to take over? Do you believe that DOJ and FBI right now, with the guys who we're all close to, Pam Bondi, Dan Bongino, Cash Patel, do you think they have any credibility left to pursue this?
No, and I'll tell you exactly why, Steve, because In 2016, we trusted the plan with Trump. But now Trump has become the deep state. The exact thing we voted him in.
Why do you say he's become the deep state?
What is more deep state than covering up for pedophiles?
Ouch. And apparently some breaking news. Lara Trump says that the Trump administration will release more evidence in the Jeffrey Epstein case and promises, quote, greater transparency. Jeff Epstein had a 20, 25 plus year friendship with Donald Trump. They had business dealings together. Donald Trump was frequently on his airplane. He was at Epstein Island, I believe. Here's what I know about really, 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 really rich people. They generally do whatever the hell they want and think that they're completely and utterly unaccountable.
Untouchable.
Untouchable. And I don't know about you, but I don't truly believe, and if you're a person that cares about telling the truth, anyone could get on a lie detector who isn't trained to beat those things, who voted for Donald Trump, and tell me that Donald Trump is a guy that feels deeply accountable, that he has experienced accountability throughout his life, and he would never do anything that he would find, you know, embarrassing if it came into public light.
I mean, there are all those creepy pictures of him with Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes, hundreds and hundreds of them. I just, the ultra-wealthy, in the ultra-wealthy bubble, with people that just do whatever they ask and cover it all up, and unbelievably, as we were on the air, Ghislaine Maxwell, who is was the long-term girlfriend of Jeff Epstein before he died at Rikers Island, has filed a petition for the Supreme Court to review her conviction for sex trafficking. And here is what she is asking the Supreme Court to take a look at. Whether or not the prosecution for sex trafficking by the Southern District of New York, and I'm quoting here, quote, was prohibited by a non-prosecution agreement between the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Florida and petitioners, Ghislaine's co-conspirator, meaning Jeff Epstein. Let's be clear here. The United States Attorney for the Southern District of Florida, when Jeff Epstein was given a slap on the wrist, entered into this non-prosecution agreement that permitted him to continue to abuse young people in this country, to CJ and all of the rest of them who are oh so concerned about young people being trafficked. Yeah, the U.S. Attorney who is in charge of that non-prosecution agreement was Donald Trump's hand-picked U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Florida. I mean, it just, you can't make any of this make sense to me. It is mind-boggling. All of this backlash, and there has just been caboodles of it. I don't know if anybody's seen Donald Trump's bananas tweet on Truth Social from over the weekend. It is lengthy if you're watching me on YouTube at Civic Media's YouTube channel or at Maggie Dawn Show on Instagram and Facebook. He basically admits that there are Epstein files and a client list. I mean, it's this is one of the lines in this post from Trump. Selfish people are trying to hurt it all over a guy who never dies, Jeffrey Epstein. For years, it's Epstein over and over again. Why are we giving publicity to files written by Obama, Crooked Hillary, Comey, Brennan, and the losers and criminals, blah, blah, blah. Oh, so did that certainly sounds like there are files, and a lot of them from that time. We know, sir, that there might not be files from your administration because your handpicked U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Florida helped Epstein evade any accountability for his crimes. I mean, what? It is truly, truly shocking. And Jacob's giving me a fact check. Acosta, the U.S. attorney in the Southern District, wasn't made the Southern District's U.S. attorney by Trump. He inherited that, but he was overseen by Trump while he was the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Florida. So he was overseen by Trump. That was during the Trump administration, and then Trump made him Secretary of Labor after he had done all of that good work helping Jeffrey Epstein evade. Nothing like a promotion for helping one of your buddies evade some pretty embarrassing criminal charges. And all of this happening in this weird, I don't know, where news kind of overlaps in these bizarre ways. The conspiracy of all conspiracies, JFK's assassination, Matt, just incredible reporting today from the Washington Post that basically confirms that the CIA, at least some within the CIA, back when we can go back to the Warren Commission, we can go back to some of these other oversight committees that were created later on to look into some of these things, basically lied to Congress and the American people about the CIA's knowledge of Lee Harvey Oswald prior to the killing of JFK.
Yeah, this is a huge story at the Washington Post, where in the very first paragraph, which I'll read in a second, they say that the CIA may have been involved in the assassination of JFK. I mean, this is a showstopper. Here it goes. For more than 60 years, the CIA claimed it had little or no knowledge of Lee Harvey Oswald's activities before the assassination of JFK in November 1963. That wasn't true. New documents unearthed by a House task force prove the revelation raises further questions about the agency's awareness of or involvement in the plot to murder the president. And basically, it goes on to say that the CIA guy who was overseeing some anti-Castro folks had knew Oswald, and Oswald came knocking on the CIA's door to cooperate. And then this guy who oversaw all that from the CIA then told the House committee that was investigating it, you know, to go away, basically. There's nothing here. So it's quite a dramatic story. Oliver Stone must be going crazy right now.
Absolutely. It's pretty shocking. I mean, the article from the Washington Post goes into quite a bit of detail about how this particular CIA officer, a guy who was, quote, deputy chief of the psychological warfare branch in Miami, had a fake driver's license that used this name, Howard Mark Gebler. For years, the CIA, including as late as 1998, told Congress that it had no records about this Howard character and that the name had been nothing more than a routing indicator. No. It was a CIA agent. My goodness. We're going to continue our discussion of a Monday filled with mind-blowing news. We'll take our final callers and texters when we come back. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network.